Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back to I Allegedly. I've got a good one for you today because if you are single, you're paying a tax, basically well over $10,000 a year. Hit the like button, subscribe to the channel. A lot to cover today. We are between rainstorms here in California, and it's just beautiful. I love coming to the park after it rains. Everything's clean. We got a couple inches of rain. Everything's nice. But Zillow did a study on what it costs to live alone and be single. And for those of us that live alone, we're paying a premium for absolutely everything that we do. And the biggest expense is housing. Right now, the average person pays $1,740 a month in rent. Now, that's for a one-bedroom place. That would be a dream to pay $1,740 a month for rent here in Southern California. But that being said, if you are single, you are paying this all by yourself. There is no line item on a tax that gives this, you know, hey, you're single, you're charging more. We're charging you more. You know, single person households spend a lot more money on living. And this started with the Zillow article because I was like, this is pretty fascinating when you think about it, because people that live by themselves have to pay everything. 100%. And when you look at the housing expense, that's the biggest one. But then when you go around the country and you know, have a roommate or you move and the rent goes up, you can split that. You know, I have a lot of people that write me. For some reason, the number's been $2,200. People, a lot of them said, hey, I rent a two-bedroom place and it's $2,200 and me and my son or me and my roommate, you know, my husband and I, this is what we pay. And that's a pretty standard amount. I don't know why. But then you go to certain areas like New York City, which is the granddaddy of them all, where people are spending, you know, basically, you know, almost $30,000 on rent on average per person, which is insane. San Jose, Los Angeles, California, San Francisco. My son in Boston, him and his roommate, they won lotto, they told me, when they got a $2,800 apartment in the city that they wanted. Congratulations for a two-bedroom place. So the core numbers, $10,470. It's based on the U.S. median rent. And then, you know, the geography of it. Again, you need to live in a safe place. Think about this. I did a study, and I got a really big response that I didn't expect. And that was how everything is out of control. I don't care where you live. Expect to pay more for it. But people are giving up on their security, giving up on a good neighborhood to save money right now, which I think is insane myself, but you got to do what you got to do. So a few things that, you know, the economies of scale when it comes to housing. You have all the rent and you have all the utilities. The gas company doesn't care that I live by myself. You know, Rosie likes it really warm in the house on a winter night. So we can set it well above 75. Isn't that great? Fantasy land. Walk around in the shorts, hang out. It's perfect. It's beautiful. Just blaring. You know what I mean? It's fantastic. But they don't sit there and go, oh, Dan lives by himself. We're going to charge Dan less. It doesn't work that way. No one cares. No one cares when you live by yourself. That's what's unfair about this. You know, same thing with the electric company. Same thing with the water company. Now, here in Southern California, of all these water districts, and I don't know how it is in your area of the country, but it's a scam. And the problem that you're seeing is I had somebody write me today about where they're going to live. And, you know, we were living in Texas and Austin, didn't like it for the politics, didn't like it how everything's an argument with people, and it doesn't matter what side you're on. But then the taxes, the property taxes are through the roof. They have no state taxes in Texas, but we pay a fortune for our property taxes. So they're going to go to Vegas right now, which good luck. But Vegas is hot about 100 days a year, and it's comfortable like today. Like this would be a great day in Vegas right now, but it's very cold in Vegas a lot of the year. So you got to do what you got to do. You got to live where you're going to be happy. Groceries, you know, the thing about people that live by themselves is that they spend all this money and there's all this waste. I did this report on this, and I'm telling you, I've said this a few times, I said it in the last week, the Brits have it down. They basically go out and go to the market and eat what they're going to eat for that day. I have adopted this about 3 years ago, and it's the greatest thing ever. Yes, the refrigerator's bare. It's got leftovers from restaurants and things like that, but I don't waste any food. It's the easiest, best way to do it, and it's what everybody should do. Now, if you have kids and you got a house full of people, you can't do that every day, and the last thing you want to do is go wait in line at a supermarket. I get it, but that's just, you know, one of the things about this. So, everyday essentials, you know, buy in bulk. I have friends that say, hey, can I go to Costco with you so I can get deals and we can pick stuff out together and split it? I have done that. I mean this with my friends probably half a dozen times in the last year where we've gone to Costco. Oh, you want olives? Yeah, let's split that. Because the jumbo thing of olives will last me a year in my refrigerator, and I don't need two of them. It'll never get finished. Same thing with fruit, same thing with the big bags of salad and all that stuff. You know? Travel and leisure. Now, here's the thing. Solo travel is often based on a single supplement. I have a buddy, Gary, who loves to go on cruises by himself, and he signs up with different cruise lines and signs up for their gambling. And not that he's a degenerate gambler or anything like that, but he just partakes in that. And what do? They give him a free cruise. Hey, I want to make it clear up front. I want the free cruise for myself. I don't want to pay to have, you know, be told I have to have two double occupancy or anything like that. And he goes on a cruise by himself. He did it on New Year's Eve this year. Had a good time, entertainment, gambling, fun, meeting people, and then gets off the boat. Now, that guy lives in Florida, so he can drive to the port and do that himself. But look at that. I mean, you know, a lot of rooms, hotel rooms, you know, they say double occupancy because they want you to have two people, not nine. I told you about my buddies that are going to go to spring training, and they asked, oh, dude, we'll just pack them in. It'll be such a good time. No, it won't. I want my own damn room. I want to hang out with you degenerates that smoke. You know what I mean? So the idea with this is that hotels don't care if you have double occupancy. You're paying the same amount. Same thing for internet. Same thing for your cable TV. Ask your cable company, hey, do you have any idea how many people are going to watch this account? They don't care. So get ready to pay $11,000. According to economists, individuals in single-person homes spend about 3% more on goods and services than couples do. Now, when you think about this, $10,740 adds up over time, over 10 years, over 30 years. And there's a lot of people, you know, that have told me that they're destined to be single. I meet a lot of women that are like, God, I just don't want to date anybody. I don't want to be around anybody. I don't want the idea of a relationship. I want my home my way. I like my cat. I like this. I like that. And that's the way it is. You have to go out and live the way you're going to live, but we're paying a premium for this. You know, like I said, you know, broader context, tax and policy factors don't, you know, you don't share deductions, you don't share your property taxes with somebody else, you know. Here's the thing, young adults feel this the most because I had lunch with a friend yesterday and we were talking about how when we grew up and how we just did it and we worked all the time and squeezed a bunch of girls in there and lived our lives this way and how his daughters don't really want to date right now. And it's crazy. It's a different way of living right now. All this stuff's online right now. You know? It's not just the rent. It's a compounding effect of every single expense you have to pay for yourself. So, you know, when you go and you file your tax return, you get certain benefits for having children. You get a deduction for being married. You know? So, you're paying a premium if you're flying solo. I got a kick out of this because when you add it up and you read the articles, a bunch of great articles about this in the video description below. And look at that because it's worth It's funny because what price for freedom? I love living alone. I love dating women that have their own places. And my girlfriend that lived in Vegas, fantastic. Had her own house, decorated the way she wanted to. I could go there, I could stay there, I could leave. She ran her own business. It was great. Woman I'm dating now is an attorney, a trial attorney, has her own place, has somebody that watches her cat when she goes out of town to conferences and speaking gigs and stuff like that. But again, the independence. I don't know how somebody like that has someone move in with them. I really don't. And she's got, you know, they all have, you know, 2 and 3 bedroom places so they can have friends come over and stay there. But that's just the way it is. I mean, it's very interesting. A few more things in the news. Good old broker Aaron sent me a couple great stories. First one was Lowe's. With the challenges of the home improvement industry and the home trades, Lowe's is going to cut back 600 employees. That's only about 1% of their employees, which I'm like, wow, they have a lot of people that work there. Lowe's has 1,700 stores right now. And you have to look at this. They're throwing in the towel on people doing construction and doing major remodeling in 2026. That is wild to think about. Now, the next one is Burger King. Burger King has 19,000 locations in the United States. That is a lot. When was the last time you were in a Burger King? I was in there about 6 months ago to get an iced tea, and now they're trying to compete with Jack in the Box with 2 greasy tacos, and they were the same. They were 2 greasy tacos, and I had a couple of those. So, needless to say, Burger King put the brakes on its remodel. 85% of the stores will not be remodeled now because no one cares what Burger King looks like. No one can afford Burger King. The only way to eat Burger King is with those coupons that I've discussed in the past where you get 2 sandwiches for $7 where they're normally $8 a piece. It's insane. But again, Burger King is done. Finished. Major changes. And you know why they're doing this? Because they know it doesn't matter how they look. You can't afford to go out to eat. My friend took me out to lunch yesterday, and we went to a pizza place where they had all you can eat down the street from his house. And it was one of those lunch buffets at Round Table, just so we could talk and stuff. And it was one of those deals where you pay for the lunch buffet, and he bought me lunch, which was very nice. But they throw in a drink, and I'm like, God, this is a really good value. And the place was good for exactly 30 minutes. I mean, it was packed, packed, like unbelievable. Then it died, and we're like, wow. No one can even afford a deal like this, which is a lot to think about. Another airline has gone out of business. We've had, you know, there's been like a dozen airlines gone out of business in 2026. Molly Air, its air operator certificate was pulled. How about this? You have to be authorized to fly in the air. They lost their air operator certificate. Oh, yeah, I want to fly with those guys. What maintenance did they not do? What service records have they not done? What employer records? Who's flying their planes? Dan, you look handsome. You could look like a pilot. Do that. Go fly the plane. You know what I mean? Air operator certificate pulled wild right before their eyes. So they're not operating. Goodbye. Bye, 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 bye. So, man, this stuff gets crazy because, you know, all you want is safety. You want value. You want a good price. You don't want to wait in line. TSA sucks. I could go on for an hour. I'm going to end this with a little Dr. Marvin story that he sent me. And Dr. Marvin sent me a story where, a lot of people joke about mom yoga and how, as a therapist, he's been getting reports that the best therapy is to walk outside. You want to get some exercise, do it outside. Therapists are telling women right now they need to go outside, they need to have experience sunshine, fresh air, and walk. It's the best thing for you. Plus, if you want to meet somebody, join a running group, join a walking group, join something physical. Here in Orange County, there's all these hiking groups, there's all these meetup groups. They're free, by the way, guys. They're free. And they do different things that are fun, but you should get exercise. You should walk outside. you should make good choices. You know what I mean? So let me know what you think. Don't forget the private channel, I Allegedly Lie, which is all the uncensored stuff. I love coming here. By the way, they put, this is the Veterans Park, and they put a new warning that if you feed the birds, it's $100 fine. And they've got my picture up there, too. So, it's not my picture, but anyways. Look at this bird showing off. Very excited. I'm going to see how close I can get. Hope it'll keep its wings open. But anyways, you want to get a hold of me, it's hello@iallegedly.com. Don't go anywhere, buddy. You were doing so good. Oh, I'm sorry. So anyways, make good choices. Okay? I appreciate each and every one of you. But the singles tax, man, we're all paying for that. Read those articles below. I get a kick out of stuff where people think I make this stuff up. It comes from someplace. Personal experience from myself. It comes from things people send me. Or it comes from all these stories I get from around the web. And the world, okay? So let me know. Yeah, I said web. Okay? Make good choices. I'll see you soon. Thank you.